I'm here. We live.
I was so about to say, that ain't your thing you say is I'm here.
Oh, yeah. We're live. I got to get my slogan out. We're live, baby.
Yeah, we live, man. I made it to my destination in Delaware, Ohio. And
Delaware, Ohio.
Yeah, man. I ain't seen nothing good so far, but, you know. I got some type of shit. Some of these niggas catch me out in the world, be talking shit about their city. I gotta chill out. I forgot.
I don't think it's that many niggas in Delaware, Ohio. I could be wrong.
Yeah, they probably not in the group just yet. But you know, see, when we blow up, people gonna be going back and listening to the archives of this, and that's when we all gonna be in trouble.
True that. We shit it on a few cities.
Boy.
We shit on a few of y'all. We
including saw St. Louis. Entertainment. Shit, we shit it on our city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We wouldn't be from St. Louis if we didn't.
That's a fact right there. We probably ain't even going to get in no trouble from that one. I hate it here, too.
Yeah. So, you know, they, you know, that's what they expect from us.
Yeah, I gotta quit though. I'm turning over a new leaf. This is new year, new me, new everything for coronavirus and everything. I'm like, bro, I'm not I'm trying to chill out on all that. Now we left on something though, bro. When we was on the phone a few hours ago, it was something.
Oh, yeah.
You was like, we gotta get this. We should have recorded this.
See, we I should have wrote it down. Right, with some we say, oh, I do know what it is. Something everybody thinking right now. Right now, especially on this, what's this, Saturday? Oh, my God. Saturday, right now, we'll probably still be in either, you know what? We'd be in, if some series went long, we would be in game sixes and sevens of some first round matchups or starting the second round.
Right. Somebody at home. Gone
fishing.
That's what
we'd be doing right now. We will be watching playoff basketball. Oh, man. And how much we miss it, man. That's what we was talking about.
Yeah, man. And I feel especially bad, dog, because I ain't even want to, I shouldn't even be telling this because y'all going to use this against me. But these last couple years of the you know, with the Warriors, I didn't watch as much playoffs as I used to watch. Because it was like, you know who going to win, bro. Like, I was wrong last year. The Raptors ended up winning. But, like, tell me you was picking the Raptors. Anybody who was picking the Raptors, you know, when the playoffs.
I know one person in GSPN who did from day one. Spice God. He screamed. And that's why I said he capped, man. He capped for real, bro, because he was screaming Kawhi to the heavens. He did.
He said when the playoffs started or when the finals started?
When the finals started. But still, hey, look. Finals, Klay Thompson was playing. So people were saying, including myself, listen, I still got the Warriors. I was saying, don't bring Durant back. Even if he is right, don't bring him back, if you remember.
Yeah, even if you can play. I had the Warriors, too, with just
right.
Klay.
So I'm saying, so even with Klay playing, Brandon was still picking the Warriors. The Raptors. Spice God. He did. But most niggas picked the Warriors. Come on, man.
It's like, dog, it was overwhelming. And I'm not going to get into, you know, the whole, you know, thing that we be doing with it. I'm just being honest on that part about not watching as much playoff basketball because it was like, dog, I didn't see, I saw the game, the J.R. Smith mess up game. I saw it right after. I didn't see it live. I did see it.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I didn't see it live. I wasn't even interested, dog, because it
okay.
Was like...
Okay, listen. I have to tell this story because this is perfect for the podcast. I'm telling this story. about that moment at that time, what was going on. I remember exactly where I was, exactly what I was doing, because it was happening in GSPN, of course.
Right.
My sports life since 2014, when the group had members in it, 2013, I was kind of just posting. I just made the group, but 2014 through now, I spend most of the time when I'm watching it in the group. So I lost the group, and I know that you're telling the truth about that, to bring it back to what you said, because you don't even know, you weren't in the group when I lost the group, that whole little saga there. You missed all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see, I know that's true. So I lost the group betting on Toronto. Right? And me and Bub is mad at me. He put me in that bet though. And I was like, dude, I was so confident, man, that the Raptors was going to beat the Cavs. So I said, well, look, this is how we're going to win it back. If the Cavs get swept in the finals, everybody lose their – no, that's wrong. If the Cavs get swept in the finals, we get our admin power back, but everybody that took over, y'all remain admins. So we get our power back, but – we still are, we're outnumbered by everybody else, right?
Okay.
The end all be all, the Thanos snap, if people at GSPN remember, and this is about to crack you up, this was the big caveat. If LeBron comes to the Lakers, it's over for all of y'all. And GSPN agreed to this. Think about that right now in 2020.
Damn. That's crazy.
Think about that now in 2020, bruh. That is a haymaker.
Yeah, that was.
That's a haymaker.
You know what? Because it's crazy, because it's like, you know, even if J.R. Smith, it ain't no guarantee the Cavs would have won that game, even if J.R. Smith didn't do what he did, right? So no guarantee they would have won. But it's like, for it to even be in a position where it's that close, and let's be honest, the series was over after that game. It was over.
Well, listen, to finish my story and then we can get to that. Bub was DMing me on Facebook while we watching this game. We talking shit on the game thread, but the Cavs are winning, so everybody is heckling me, talking about some Lakes. You're done. You're done. We told you it wasn't about to be no sweep. We told you. And Bub is DMing me like, bruh, why did you make this bet, bro? I wish I had that old page. And I was telling him, no cap, bruh. I told him, I said, listen, they're going to lose, bro. I don't know how, but I'm telling you, bro, they're not gonna win. Bub got them screenshots. I swear he got them somewhere. But I told him, I said, bro, keep the faith, bro. They're not going to win, bro. So that's why I'll never forget that moment, because it was scary for a minute, but something told me. I just said, I don't know what it is, bro, but I just had a gut feeling they were going to lose.
Bro.
But it looked like they was going to win, though. It did.
Like they was going to win that game, but it was like...
that game.
I knew something happened when I, like, you know how social media is, so you'll see what the fuck J.R. Smith everywhere. Like, everybody, people that don't know, right. Everybody going, what the fuck, J.R. Smith? I'm like, what the fuck did J.R. Smith then did? I saw the moment before I actually saw the game. So the context of it didn't hit until they started reading off stats and the exact play and who did what, the pass to George Hill and the rebound and who was standing there. So then I watched the game over. And it was like, that game for LeBron, it's one of his top three, like, hands down. Like, obviously, the Boston one, I would still put that as number one. I know he scored more points in this one, but it's just the moment and what was on the line. This was a game one. That was a game, what, six?
If they win that game, that is not – that series may go six games.
The Warriors maybe even still seven. Win, though. That, like, it's like, come on, bro.
I mean, well, okay, I'm going to say this. I listened to a Bill Simmons recent podcast that he did with Brian Windhorst about the Cavs, the 2016 championship, which Windhorst covered. He covered LeBron since, if y'all know who he is, blah, blah, blah. But to get to the point, Windhorst said that he knows for a fact, meaning he had got it from LeBron, but he won't go on record with it. That LeBron felt like the 2015 championship should have been his. And if y'all remember, he went to the podium and said, I think this might have even been the same press conference where he said, I'm confident because I'm the best player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But he also said that he had a different motivation that he will not tell us what it is until after the series is over.
Yep.
And we was all like, what? You remember that?
Yep.
Okay. So what that was is because we all just kind of forgot it. Like when they lost, it was just like, well, whatever. But we never knew what that was. What that was, according to Brian Windhorst, was when LeBron James told Pat Riley and Mickey Arison of the Miami Heat that he was going back to Cleveland. Pat Riley told him, you're making the biggest mistake you ever made in your career. And you will never live, you know, he cut a promo on him, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Right, on some please stay shit, but let me just try to deter you with this type of talk.
Right, right. And that was, he was going to have like his ultimate fuck you moment. But to get to the point, and the other thing was, he said, is that LeBron feels like if he didn't injure his hand in that last series, he felt like he may not have won, but it wouldn't have been a sweep. And I mean, yeah, but you could still close that game out, and I know that's a whole nother debate, and I'm not trying to get into that. But if they could win that game one, that's a serious confidence blow.
I don't think so. You know what I think it was? I think it's similar to your Lakers in 2001. Where they had ran through the playoffs whooping everybody's ass, and the Sixers caught them flat-footed because the Sixers had been in that tough series against Toronto and I think Milwaukee. So it was like,
this is a good analogy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the Sixers was hot, but it's like, did you really, like, and no disrespect to Allen Iverson, Mutombo, none of them. I'm not trying to, like, down the team, but I'm just saying, from a sports guy perspective, if the Sixers would have won that series, that would have been an upset in my eyes because I wasn't picking the Sixers at all. And I was a bigger AI fan than obviously the Lakers. I wasn't a Laker fan. So it's like sometimes it's just they just caught Golden State on their heels. And you know, they had been sitting. Shit, the Cavs had been in that series with – didn't they went seven with Boston, didn't they?
Yeah, and they went seven with the Pacers.
See what I'm saying? So it's like they had to do, and you know, that ain't even all LeBron, because like the game in the Pacers series, when they could have been getting eliminated, you know, LeBron went to the back, and them boys, K-Love and them, for all the shit we was giving them, they put that together against the Pacers and won that game. You know what I'm saying? So
wow, they did. I forgot about that, but you're right. He was on the bench.
Yeah, he had got, I can't remember exactly what it was. It might have been hurt or you know, something crazy, but they put that together. So it ain't, but these was tough series. Like they had to really do some, you know, that to me, like the Cavs was like, I don't want to say they wasn't like the 2007 Cavs. I don't want to like put them in that boat, but
I did all year.
For real?
I said it on a bunch of lives. I said it on a podcast that Cavs team was like the 07 Cavs. They only gonna get there because of the conference. If Kyrie didn't get hurt, this is my opinion, the Celtics would have went to the finals. I truly believe that. People always say Kyrie, he made the team worse, but that year he did not. That year he did. That first year, he was an MVP candidate. People forget about that. I remember that shit, man. That boy was cooking. That boy was cooking. Then the next year, Gordon Hayward come back and him. See, that's what I'm saying, but that's a whole nother debate. But to me, I see what you're saying about the Philly Laker. That's a good parallel. I actually recently watched game 3 of that series. Talking about Philly and the Lakers 0-1 and game 5 of that series. Two things about that real quick. One, that series wasn't as lopsided as people as it may seem because of the way it ended. Again, it could be like the 2017 finals to me, where it's lopsided, but it's not. And what I mean by that is if you watch the games, game 3, right? Now, we always talk about the Lakers' first championship when Shaq fouled out and Kobe took over the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Game 4. Well, in game 3 of the 0-1 finals, the series is 1-1. And it's 2-3-2. So they're in Philly on the road. This is their first game in Philly. Shaq fouls out in that game. And I was like, I was sitting there like, hold on, I don't remember this. When I was watching, I'm like, so, you know, I pulled up in my seat. Like, oh, I got to see how this ended. You know what I mean? Because I don't remember. And I'm looking, Kobe, but I know what y'all waiting for. Kobe didn't take this one over. Obviously, that would have been the first thing I said. Who took the game over was Robert Horry, though. He was cooking. Cooking. I'm talking about cooking. That may be the best game I ever see them play. Considering the circumstance, the moment, everything put together, that may have been the best, definitely the best quarter I ever seen them play ever. Ever. No question. And the Lakers won that game. But Philly had a chance to win that. If I tell you Shaq is going to foul out, the game is going to be within 1 or 2 points. You got to win at home in Philly. You got to win that game. You have to win that game. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, when I watched it, yeah, okay, you look at the rosters and you look, okay, Shaq, Kobe, 20 years later, you know, you think, okay, yeah, they should have won. Maybe true. But when I looked at the game, it's like, yeah, but you still got Iverson. Like you just said, the nigga dropped 50 to get the game one off. So, okay, just like you could say, the 0-1 Spurs are a better team than the 0-1 Sixers, right? But they swept the Spurs, and Philly got a game off of them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, that's another thing, too, because it's like – Maybe it wasn't full-fledged at that time, but one could argue that, like, after the second year, you know, the Lakers dethroned the Spurs. They would have at least won the title after the Spurs had won the title. And the Spurs is good. So it's like to sweep your rival or a rival.
Well, you know, I want to let you finish that point, but I just want to say this real quick. You know, in 2000, when we won our first championship, Tim Duncan got hurt that year. So the Spurs really wasn't able to defend the title. So all the next year, they was kind of saying we was the fake champions. That was kind of the storyline. who was the real champion. So now you can finish your point. I just wanted to say that real quick.
Right. So it was like they like, oh, nigga, y'all just took out. Well, you just like kind of how the Celtics felt with the Lakers in 09.
Exactly. Exactly.
But damn, dog, I forgot what the fuck I was saying. But okay, but no, I'm saying
you been smoking
to sweep a little bit, but to sweep your rival, I'm smoking, and then I'm also like, dog, I got this fucking iPad. This is why I be designing the shirts on and shit, and I really don't know nothing about digital art. You know what I'm saying? I'm an old school pencil and paper nigga. So it's right. Like when I get on here fucking around with this Procreate, it just be like, this motherfucker could do what?
Right.
You wouldn't be able to do this with your, like, dog, I'm gonna give you for instance, and I'm gonna get back on subject. Like, I'm sitting here, I ain't focusing too hard because we talking, so I'm just putting colors on the page and shit. I hit this thing that say twirl right. It's a tool on here, and you hold the little eye pen down to the iPad, and it just twirls the colors in a like a circle, like
yeah, like, I know what you're saying.
So it's like, what? This motherfucker straight.
That shit like, be fun on. Though to me. Like when you find out new shit, and I love that shit. I could do that shit all day. Just fuck with shit and learn how to use it. You know what I'm saying? Like my little brother, he actually in the group. My little brother, he got it worse than me. He know how to play any instrument, right? Music running my family. This I'm gonna get it back on subject too, but. This nigga sat down, taught himself how to play the piano, the guitar. He did it himself. He watched YouTube videos, bro, no cap, and taught himself how to play all that shit. And he one of the coolest niggas you'll ever meet doing that shit.
That's crazy. That's like psychotic shit, bro. I'm like, nah, this shit is like addictive. So like he on another level though. Instruments is something. I don't even know how to read music. I know how to make something sound, you know, whatever. But I do not know how to read music. So that's amazing. What's your brother's name?
Joshua Lakes. He's in the group.
Oh, Joshua. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Joshua Lakes and your Prince level.
Lakes the voice, man. He actually just dropped the new joint. Follow him on IG. Lakes the voice. LAKES voice. On IG.
Nigga, that should be your motherfucking name. but to the Spurs and the Lakers beating them, it's like going through that West, like you remember what the West was in 2001. And the only reason I say, like, you know, you're right when you say, like, we look back and then we go, you know, they had Shaq and Kobe, but at the time they hadn't won yet. What they did when they won the year before, but they wasn't like what they are now. And the only thing I would combat that with is like they was expected to win before Phil even got there. Remember, they was disappointing people. People had expectations on them. They got Phil Jackson because the coaches wasn't meeting that. They was some bad motherfuckers. And when you look at the roster, you know, not to be on no debate shit of no individual players, but just to say like that Lakers roster, like dog, like they was, that was not, it wasn't like many superstars. It was two superstars. And I don't know if I would even say Kobe was a superstar just yet. He was definitely a star.
In 01?
Yeah.
In 01, he was a superstar.
I'll agree to that, but I'm just saying.
In 2000, I agree. He may have just been a star. You see, like, he averaging dub, but, you know, if he could continue to get better. But, oh, by
right, and he had that thing.
I say this, and I'm going to shut up. I say he became a superstar when he took the game over in that first finals. That was probably his coming out party. Like, yeah, this nigga a superstar. So, I say that.
It's like he always got that Gohan treatment, like with Kobe, we, you know, he potential wise he's this, but we, you know, it was always the reason he got Shaq out of there. Can he win without Shaq? Which shouldn't have never even been a thing, but whatever. So it's like, okay, the West is that motherfucker bad and they whoop the West ass. Like, they whooped the West ass. Like, wasn't that the year they went, like, What was their playoff record that year? How many games did they lose?
One. They only lost that one to Philly.
See what I'm saying? And who think
– And Iverson had to drop 50 to get that.
Dog. And this is another thing about basketball, dog. Tyronn Lue won the damn series, bro.
Oh, my God. Don't say that. Don't say that. They going to quote that. They going to quote that, bro. Don't
write it down. Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said shit. But no, I'm just saying, like, not like, you know, obviously.
No, I know what you're saying for his defense. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I remember the moment. I was working at McDonald's, dog. I was supposed to be working. I was in the back. I got in trouble for this. And then a manager saved me and was like, he watching the damn game? He, like, literally that game. And it was like, I didn't know who Tyronn Lue was.
Until I don't think anybody did.
It was like he got the braids just like him. He about the same size. Now, AI is a bad motherfucker. That's just like any other bad motherfucker. You don't stop a bad motherfucker. You just make it hard on him. That's it. You can't stop him, so get that out your head. So you do that, and he just following this nigga everywhere, bro. Like a ghost. Like, you know, they saw that shot. Now, think about this. This is what I want people to – we always see that shot, right? You agree to that. Everywhere you look, you see that there. Okay, he's stepping over him. That was in game one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Name another moment he had over Tyronn Lue that people talk about in that series.
None.
So what was happening?
Right. They was – A. They played – That's all. See, and then we got – and we can – this is a good segue – You got to give a lot of credit to, again, I just watched these games, Phil Jackson. He had the three-headed monster of Lue, Fish, and Kobe basically switching up. Oh, and he was running small ball. Yo, I have seen so many revealing things over these last few days watching old basketball. Yo, I watched the 2002 New Jersey Nets run small ball for Jason Kidd against the Lakers. They put four shooters around Kidd because he couldn't shoot. The coach was Byron Scott. Pull that shit up. Pull that shit up.
What was it, Kerry Kittles?
Analytics, man. But no, you know what? Bill Walton was being critical of Byron Scott's decision to play Kerry Kittles late in game four, the closeout game. They end up winning that game by like 3 points, man. That was a good-ass game. Kobe took it over in the fourth. Hey, I implore y'all to watch that game. That was a good game. But he was saying Kittles, he hadn't been playing them, so he putting them in at this important moment. Why are you putting them in now? And the other dude was saying, well, I mean, he got to trust his people. They was having a debate while the game was going on, bro. I swear, bro, this shit had me. Hey, I was watching this shit like it was happening today, bro. Going back to how much I wish the fucking playoffs was happening right now. But, yeah, bro, that shit was nuts. When I seen that lineup come out, bro, you should have seen my face. I was like, wait a minute. They talking that shit today. They're doing this shit right here, right now, against Shaq. When people talk, see, I guess this is what I'm getting at. When people talk about, well, if Shaq played today, you know, maybe he would. Man, listen, nigga, I just watched a team try to go small on him. And guess what? They was in the game. They was in the game. Like, it wasn't like they was getting mopped, but my nigga, Shaq was still getting off. People forget he had the little one bounce floater. Hey,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't just dunk. Now, he had the little one bounce boom wink with the whip touch.
Yep, you know what? He you wouldn't call it a sky hook because he ain't hooking shit to the sky, but Shaq could turn around and throw that motherfucker in that same result.
Exactly. He had a nice reverse spin move. He had a quick run. He would still get off today. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I was just saying. Like, so back to 01 anyway. The Sixers, man, they I see what you're saying about the Cavs making. That was a good parallel to compare them two teams, because that was kind of the same situation. You know, a juggernaut team versus a team that got a superstar on it that can win you some games. He may win you more than one, but they're probably going to lose.
Yeah, they wasn't doing nothing, and that's why I wasn't. You know, obviously, you've been talking to me long enough about sports and shit, dog. You know, so you know I watch a lot of shit. I wasn't even watching, bro. Like that, like it's LeBron and it's Kevin Durant, and I wasn't even watching. Like, how often do that happen? You know, I'm on Game Threads on a regular Tuesday night.
Right.
You know, shit, Red, me and Red went half on the sports package. He put me on to the league pass. I went and got that shit. Literally, when he told me, he could attest to that. Like, shit, I fucking love watching sports. But, bro, like, if you thought, if anybody, you know, outside of just a little trolling or wishful thinking, if you really thought the Cavs was going to win that series, not that game, because they could have won that game, but that series, dog, if you really thought they was going to win, I say, like, come on, man. Like, dog.
Nah. Now, 2017, that's a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother story, yep.
That's a whole nother story. 2017,
I give you that one. 2017, whole other story. They could have won that one. But that 18, bro?
Nah, they had no chance.
Come on, man. Let's not be ridiculous here. Like, they shouldn't even have been there, if we be honest. If DeMar DeRozan had a little, you
He's
know.
He's a old ass nigga, man. He blocked me on IG, man. Come on with this.
Again?
Shit, and you know what's so crazy to that point, bro? I was trying to watch, because I was just picking random games to watch when I was watching shit the other day. I wanted to watch a game with to watch the whole Cavs big three in a playoff game that wasn't against the Warriors, just to watch them play against a team that's not them. Dog, they really did not play nobody.
No.
They didn't play nobody. I was trying to find something fun of like, okay, who they going against? I seen them against the Bulls when LeBron hit the shot and D-Rose hit the shot. Kyrie was hurt. He didn't even fucking play. I'm like, bro, you can't even find a game with all three of these motherfuckers playing together. Unless it's against the Warriors. But the one I did find was against the Raptors in 2016 in the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, none of them games. I mean, bro, the Raptors, bro. The Raptors. Man. That team, yeah, they reached their ceiling, bro. That, yeah, bro, I hate to say it. The Cavs, that big three, they played nobody. They played nobody. Nobody.
You talking about in the East?
Yeah.
I mean, the only one, like you said, the only one you could really give it to is the Raptors. And throughout the regular season, I give the Raptors this much credit. It's like they were in the regular season, they were some motherfuckers like that. But that's about, you know, that's about as far as I can go with this shit. Like, y'all was cold in the regular
And you know
season,
what made me
bro?
So mad, bro? The fact that in 2016, in the second round, Miami and Toronto went seven games, and the Heat would have played the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals. 2016, they championship year. That would have been such a better storyline. Play the Heat, then play the Warriors instead of the fucking Toronto Raptors. Oh my God, bro. That would have been something to watch.
Yeah, I give them the Celtics, but it was like, the Celtics wasn't like a powerhouse or nothing. It was just the fact that, like, you know, 18, the Cavs is kind of undermanned, and the Celtics is kind of deep.
They so it kind of gave you a too, little. They didn't have bro. The 2018 Celtics plan was to have Kyrie and Gordon Hayward. They didn't have neither one of them.
Right, that's a fact. But I still felt like they was deeper than the Cavs.
I don't, because they had young players. None of them niggas ever been in a playoff situation. George Hill has been in hundreds of playoff situations, regardless of you know, his numbers. The nigga, he's a good vet. J.R. Smith, I mean, bro, they vets. You going against little niggas. Y'all don't know what y'all doing. Y'all got this far based off your talent. So that's how you know, okay, Jason Tatum, nice. Jaylen Brown, we already knew was nice. Terry Rozier, he cool. You know what I mean? But, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro, the Cavs, once they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, I mean, you got a crew of vets. All of them made deep playoff runs in their career. That whole team.
Not Kevin Love.
I mean, well, I'm saying with LeBron.
Right. Well, yeah. The last few years,
that's playoff experience.
It's still experience. That's a fact. That's a fact. I'm just looking at it from the angle of, like, you know, he had, you know, basically LeBron had to win with niggas who didn't have the experience. So it's like he the difference in the Celtics. So I agree with you in the sense of, like, if the Celtics end up having another star, they took them to Game 7 like that. They got another star. It probably is.
Man, Kyrie. And if you look at how they was playing that year with Kyrie, they was not better without Kyrie that year. They just got far in the playoffs without him, so people assume that. But in the regular season, that was not the case. And
well, that's where you gotta credit Brad Stevens. It was like the perfect storm.
Yeah, I agree.
Brad Stevens is the guy. Some young players.
And I give a lot of credit young, to the East being weak. I give a lot of credit to the East being weak. That's the only reason they made it there. And look, to that point, Brad, this is something I've been wanting to say. I'm happy we're talking about this. I just was thinking about something. I watched the debate in the group go down between Reese and Red. And we can bring them on and have them further this debate because it was entertaining me. That's what I'm saying. Some debates, when it's like everybody always on the LeBron, the Kobe, the that shit. But some little debates inside debates be the funniest shit to me. They was having a debate about, because, you know, Reese hate Chris Paul. We don't know why. But
we don't know why.
He just hate him. But he was saying that without Chris Paul, all Blake Griffin is, this is what Red said, all Blake Griffin is somebody who won the dunk contest and never made the playoffs. And then he basically said he's basically Aaron Gordon in Orlando. But
Blake Griffin been in the playoffs, though.
Blake Griffin never made the playoffs. Oh, no, he did make the playoffs one time without Chris Paul in Detroit, but he got hurt. They was the eighth seed. That's true. I'm not going to cap on him like that. You right. But that's not what I said. That's what Derek said. But Reese rebuttal was, shit, Aaron Gordon ain't made the playoffs. And I stepped in and said, well, hold on. Aaron Gordon actually have made the playoffs. He made it last year.
He have.
And if this season can continue, Orlando's going to make the playoffs this year. So, and I'm saying that to say this. That would be two times that Aaron Gordon has made the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And motherfuckers will sit there and use that, something like that, and say, well, Anthony Davis made the playoffs two times. Aaron Gordon made the playoffs two times. Shit, well, he ain't done much more than him. But think about that real quick. The fucking Orlando Magic. And we just sat here and said Detroit, too, with a hurt Blake Griffin. These teams can get into the playoffs in the Eastern Conference on a regular fucking basis. Whereas Anthony Davis is playing on New Orleans, where Drew Holiday, he's always injured in and out the lineup. And he still made the playoffs twice. But people use that the fact that he only quote unquote made the playoffs twice as a knock against him, which is crazy to me. If anything, that should be he should get even more credit for that. Listen to what the teams we just said that could make it in the East versus the West. If you put New Orleans in the fucking Eastern Conference, they might have made the finals in 2018. Do you understand? Tell me a team right now that the Cavs beat in the East that was better than the Portland Trail Blazers.
Mm.
Exactly.
That's a good point. That's okay. A good point.
Then who did the Pelicans play in the next round? They played the Warriors. The same team right. The Cavs played in the finals, right? The Cavs got swept. Yep. New Orleans won one game.
Right. But, I mean, that, I'm aware of what you're talking about. You're 100% right. But that's why I say finals records is bullshit because it's like, okay, my conference is hella weak. So what that mean? I'm going to kill this motherfucker, and then I'm going to get punched in my motherfucking mouth.
I agree with that. The whole
I'm winning Weenie Hut Juniors, and you winning the goddamn National Boxing League, and then we meet up at the end.
Yeah, the whole finals record shit for LeBron, because that's the only person it's really used against. I mean, I always felt that was kind of, who cares about that? You know what I'm saying? It's more about if you're going to have any type of argument is the way you lost. You know what I mean? Like, I can understand that. But as far as, like, I mean, come on, bro. Like, who the fuck? Like we just said, nobody thought the fucking 2018 Cavs was finna win a championship. The 2015 Cavs. No matter what LeBron said.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving me my props, too. Because when you said that shit, I saw was like, nigga, what? We already went through this. I had to pull it up and show you. I was talking to Valentine, and I was like, If I knew K Love and Kyrie wasn't gonna play, I would have said the Warriors too. Mm-hmm. It was like shit. And then 07, the only one I really, you know, is obvious 11. That's the only one. Not to get in on
nah,
dude,
I gotta
but that's
say
the only 11, one.
14, and 17. All them stick to me. All them stick.
What happened? Okay, I give you 17. What happened in 14?
They got blasted by an NBA Finals record that still is hold to this day.
Right, but like you hold that against him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, look, you win as a team, you lose as a team. So I'm not saying like it's all on him. Fuck no. I'll never say that. But what I'm saying is that loss, I mean, that's on your record, bro. Like, you ain't no excuse for that.
It's on your record. That's on your but
record.
It's like.
Like, it don't have no,
the story
don't
of
have
that
no
series.
Asterisk by it. Like 2015, that got an asterisk by it. 2018, 2007, that got an asterisk by it because you really have no shot.
You shouldn't have been there. You shouldn't have been there.
You're only there because your conference is weak. You know what I'm saying? But them other ones I said, them count. I mean, bro, listen. I don't care about. Like, it's not that I don't care, but like saying that D-Wade wasn't D-Wade, that's not an excuse. You gotta figure it out, bro. And that's been my point about, I hate to do it, but MJ, it was finals where Pippen wasn't Pippen. I tried to tell niggas that. There was finals where he played underneath his normal production. Well underneath.
Right, but hear me out. Hear me out, like for real, bro. Like hear me out. LeBron, okay, let me do it to you like this. And we ain't gonna go into that. We're gonna get back to it. You got something very important that you wanna drop on the listeners. And I wanna just this 2014, I wanna clear this up. For a career, you know LeBron's career numbers, right? What would you say he is for a career?
27-7-7.
Like, points, rebounds, and assists. 27-7-7, right?
Mm-hmm.
27-27.
Yep.
That series, he's 28-8-4. Four being the assist.
I know where you're going, but I gotta say this, and this has been brought up by people like Stephen A. Smith, and somebody said it in the group as well. That series, he stayed in the game after the games was over. Stat padding. Hate to tell you,
Okay, all right. That's
them,
fine.
They
that's
was getting, bro. A lot of them games. Keep it real. But we watched that series.
We gonna move past.
A lot but of the them only, games
but
was
but
over
we can agree on
before the second half.
That's fine. That's fine. But for those averages, the only one that's below what you would expect from him on a regular day is the assist. And we all know what an assist is. Shooting percentages. This is what I really want to get to. Shooting percentage of that series, this man shot 57% from the floor. He shot 52% from three. And he shot 79% from the free throw line. All of those numbers are way above his averages. All of them are way above. Like, especially the free throws. LeBron don't shoot no damn near 80% from no free throw line. He damn sure don't shoot 52% on threes. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if you really watch it, the Spurs was whipping that ball all over. The Spurs was, it was the greatest offense I ever saw in my life. Exclude nobody. Everybody else.
I got a question. This is the only thing that frustrates me about that when people say that. Why did people just start seeing that when they played the Heat? They was doing that all year.
Like the rest of the world.
They was doing that all season. Now, hold on.
I agree
and let me
with
say
you.
This too.
And it was beautiful.
Let me say this too, though. People, and again, this is back to what we just was debating. When they was playing OKC in the Western Conference Finals, people were saying they was going to lose to OKC. OKC. They went six with OKC. In game six, they go to overtime, right? Tony Parker went out in that game six in the first quarter with an injury. He never returned. So they played game six of the Western Conference Finals in Oklahoma City on the road in an overtime game against Westbrook and Durant in their prime in 2014 to get to the finals. To get there. They went seven games with Dallas in the first round.
Yeah, they did. I mean, and Dallas is, that's why I said the same thing with the Lakers and San Antonio. That's why the Lakers impressed me so much, because they whooped the rivals' ass. Dallas and San Antonio, they are rivals. You got to kind of throw the textbook out the window when it comes to shit like that. Like it wouldn't matter if you like they rivals. You know what I'm saying? To where,
hey,
like,
can we say this? No, you're right about that. Could we say this? Was that one of the toughest routes to winning a championship a team ever went through?
No, I don't think so. But the last thing I want to touch on as far as the individual players, bro, and no disrespect to D-Wade, but, bro, 15 points per game, what we can all admit to is that that's not D-Wade, dog. That's not
I've
his M.O.
That. I've seen like, players that play below what they are, and the better player, I mean, not the better player, but the team still win. The better player step up. I've seen it.
I mean, how much more stepping? That's my thing, though. Like, if the dude comes in, this is what I say. It's like he be in a no-win situation. Because, like you said, the Spurs is the best offense in basketball at that point anyway. They whooping Miami's ass. A lot of them, it was just straight out the, you know. I won't even say straight out the gate, because that last game, I think Miami was even up 20 and the Spurs still won by 20. It was like they would just go on these ridiculous runs where it was just an onslaught from every – there was no one particular guy that was just going off. They was just whipping the ball every fucking where they was finding that guy, and then they were scoring. But it's like if he stay in the game trying to bring his team back, he's stat padding. Unless they actually come back, and then he get the credit for the win. It's like it's
okay,
such a tightrope to walk.
I'll agree with that. You're in your prime and you're in the NBA Finals. You play to the end. So I ain't mad at that. I'm not mad at that.
And look at the percentages. At the That's all I keep coming back to. Name me another series where he was 57% field goal, 52, except I'm not saying it ain't one. I'm just saying I can't name a series where LeBron shot like that.
If the game is in hand and you know it as the opposing as the team that's up, and you know, here come LeBron freight train running down the lane. I mean, fuck, man. Shit, you can have that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's over. So yeah, he may be going hard fighting the state to come back, see if they can come back. But like if you the opposing team, like I'm not about to go crazy on the, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. But that's why, again, I never agree with Kawhi winning that finals MVP. I never agree with that. And it wasn't even about LeBron numbers. It was just the fact that how can you say that his defense on LeBron is why he got the MVP when most of the games was blowouts anyway? So what did that even matter? You know what I'm saying? Like, I see what you're saying, but it's like, it's not like the 2015 finals where LeBron was cooking them and these are close games. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are routes. Yeah.
The only game that was close was the one the Heat won. Exactly. That's like, the only one that was close.
So how can you...
And they won by two.
I thought the MVP of that might have been one. I thought it was Manu Ginobili.
No, the MVP of that series by Jerry West rules was motherfucking LeBron. It was LeBron James. That motherfucker. Popovich. Nigga, that was like, nah, and that's another thing, too. We don't, like, look at the coaches enough. And y'all know this. Y'all been heard me say it a bunch of times. I never was an Eric Spoelstra fan. It's like, I don't feel like he ever figured it out. I just feel like they just had an overwhelming amount of talent. And shit, one of us could have coached them niggas and just, hey, here. Like they say, well, he was a defensive specialist. I give you, it take a little more than what most people want to give credit for to play defense. I understand that. But if I got to choose between which one I could look better at the quickest, teaching the team how to beat. Defense is easier to teach
the players. Yeah, players don't like to play defense.
Don't let these motherfuckers score.
Players don't like to play defense. Huh? It take more energy and effort.
Yeah, it do. And the Heat was some bad motherfuckers on defense. I give all them boys credit for that. But offensively, I can't, other than that time they went on their 20-something game run, which was just, it's like they would just run your ass silly. And then they had these three-point shooters. So it would kind of throw you off because you're trying to stop football, pass alley-oops and shit. And, you know, the transition offense was just ridiculous. We ain't never – greatest – you know what?
But they up
No, I'm not going to say that. So, no disrespect to Showtime. Yeah. Showtime, you got to give it to Showtime. But, yeah, Showtime. If I had
– Showtime is not the greatest transition offense ever. Phoenix? We know who it is. People just – it's funny because – y'all don't even use your own arguments for this shit. It's by far, the Golden State Warriors with Kevin Durant. By far. That's some shit you never seen before right there. Nigga could dunk. I'm talking about Durant got hops. He got handles. But then you got Curry. Oh, my God. That's, maybe they wasn't fair. Maybe y'all right. Maybe I was tripping.
Nah, you know what? It's, I think what it is we always look toward the, you know, it's like if you're watching DC Comics, you're gonna go straight to Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. You're not finna go to them, no, you know, you ain't finna go to Hawk Girl and shit like that. It'll be a while before you get to Green Lantern. You know, you're gonna go for the heavyweight. So when it comes to the sports, I think we do the same thing. Like even with myself, I'm guilty of doing the same thing you was doing, just in reverse. I'm a LeBron fan, so I'm looking at it like they blocking this nigga from, you know, this nigga could have had hit. I said it on the episode. You caught me. It was like, hey, man, don't, you know, you saying that? I'm like, yeah, this could have been the LeBron era. But them motherfuckers fucked up a lot of people's shit.
Starting with the Thunder.
Starting with Houston.
Houston and, because, dog, there is no guarantee that if Kevin Durant stays in OKC, the Western Conference Finals ain't Houston versus OKC or Houston versus the Spurs or the Spurs versus OKC. It ain't no guarantee that the Warriors, not saying that the Warriors would have been bad. I'm just saying, you know, the league had a little time to catch up. People made some moves. I think OKC still had Oladipo at that time, right? They didn't trade for Paul George just yet.
Right.
And so, shit, Russell Westbrook, Oladipo, Durant, Ibaka. It's like, they ain't no telling. They had them down 3-1, so you can't – you have a team down 3-1. If you bring back the same team, you can't tell me that I know which team is going to win for sure. A series that wins seven games, it wins seven games for a reason, fam. A play here or a play there,
right.
And the other team.
I mean, you're right. And you're right. I'm not even going to debate that.
Kevin Durant wasted our motherfucking time, bro. He wasted everybody goddamn time. That's what he did. I'm letting it out. He wasted everybody time. Going down there to prove some shit that he got to walk out the door still trying to prove. What the fuck is you on?
Yeah, what is you on? Like, at this point, like, my whole argument during that whole shit was, because at that point, he was still playing on the team. So I was just saying, look, if you telling somebody the object of the game is to win championships, which we all agree, even if you don't feel like that is what validates a player, the players feel validated by it. So if you saying that that's what you're trying to do, then yeah, that's the perfect place to go. Try to win as many as possible. But by how it ended, by the things he said, and where he's playing at today, I have to say, yeah, I mean, you basically just said, I went there just to get a couple rings, because, I mean, and I heard these rumors, but you never know what's real and what's not, but where there's smoke, there's fire. Draymond Green said he felt like Durant might not even return for 2090. He thought he just got them two, stayed them 2 years ago. So, that, and I heard that when he opted out, that was like, shit, he might sign a 1-1. He might leave. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, everybody heard that rumor. Because that's when the rumor came out that LeBron texted KD, was like, hey, shit, would you want to come and play in L.A. with me? Because he had just went to the Lakers that summer. So, right. So, yeah, I heard the rumors out there. Right. Shit, KD might even leave now. But Draymond was like, shit, but the thought of three-peating, like, enticed him so much that he felt that's why he came back. And now it's just like, damn, so, yeah, you really did just come over there to get the rings. So you knew it was going to be that reassuring to get the championship if you come to that team. Instead of saying, no, I want to get all the championships. He keep talking about he chasing the ghost of Michael Jordan. Damn, what he talking about? I'm chasing the ghost of number 6 in Boston. That's how you define a move like that. If you come out and say something like that, you just shut the whole world up. They would have nothing to say.
I mean, yeah, if he actually stayed, then I got less to say. Because it's like, okay, these yo, like, dog, you know, we getting into some other shit. But, bro, the whole birds of a feather flock together, all our parents told us that. His best friend is a nigga in Kyrie and DeAndre Jordan. We know both of their free agency issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, they buddies. And you know, DeAndre Jordan he agreed to something and then had some other guys come to his house and sit with him and make him not answer the phone like he was a kid. Like, right. Mark Cuban looking for me.
And do you know what the funny part about all that
like,
is?
Bro.
DeAndre Jordan might end up getting traded. already. I'm hearing rumors already about Rudy Gobert. The Rudy Gobert rumors are, we can talk about some current events because this is something current. The Rudy Gobert.
Well, now, hold on. Before we get to that, though, I just want to say, though, with the Kyrie shit, Kyrie didn't want to show up to the game 7 of the Cavs in Boston.
Oh, right.
Why? Because whoever wins, it's the, oh, y'all didn't need me thing. It didn't matter wow. who won. They wasn't going to need him. It don't change nothing that you ain't there. You a superstar. We still know who you are. The results are still going to be the same. We still going to talk. But you couldn't face it. Like, that's how, like, we talking about some very fragile, like, egos. Like, I don't want to be around for this. So I look at Kevin Durant with this shit that happened last year. That was a bad decision. And you and me was going back and forth of, you know, do they need Kevin Durant? They don't need Kevin Durant to win. Yeah, they do. They wasn't going to be such and such. I'm thinking that he made a bad decision on his health because he couldn't stand to sit there. If wow. Golden State would have won that title without him, bro. Dog, you tell me what he looks like if Golden State wins that title without him, dog. Clay getting hurt was the best thing that could have happened for his legacy because it leaves it a little open.
You leave it a little are open. Right. You're right. Listen. Oh, my God, you're right. Because think about it. If he was already talking about leaving anyway, which was the all everybody was talking about that season, then Draymond on the bench says we can win without you that season. Early in that season, yeah, you can't stand to sit on the bench and actually for that to happen. And you and the three-peat, you got the third.
Oh my God!
But you did it while you was and you didn't even play. Yeah, that's a. You right,
dog. This nigga is like, now if you went there, and you went there with the shit like, you know, like you said, if you standing on some shit like, you goddamn right, they can win without me, nigga. Ain't that what y'all talk about with LeBron? He can't sit down? Because why? Because his team can't do shit without? Okay, so you want to do you want to sit there and feel sorry for a nigga who team can't do nothing? Or do you want to, I made a smart decision because not only can I ball, but my team can hold it down when I'm
right.
Gone. If he stands on it like that.
Right.
I don't think there's nothing you can say. You got to stand on
what you said, he your right. decision. You didn't stand on it. He didn't stand on it.
Yeah,
I agree with
that. Stand on it. You want the... You want to do something, but then you want to be treated another way. That's the part that, like, it baffles. Like, you know, it's like the you ever got a, like a little cousin or a family member? It might be you, but a nigga that's like hella bad, but he want all the same shit that the good kids get. Everybody got a good grandma. Why you ain't give me $25?
Right.
You got F's. Why you gonna get $25? This nigga, you don't treat us the same. Fuck right. No, you don't get treated the same. Right. You didn't do the
That's
same.
True. Like, and we gotta the only I hate to do it, but we have to compare it to this because this is the most thing we can compare it to. LeBron, all his decisions in free agency, he stood on. He played out his contracts. He may have wanted things to go a certain way, but if it didn't go, it was like, okay, well, shit. I just got to play it out until I'm a free agent again, and I can make my own choice. You know what I'm saying? So if Pat Riley say, no, Rich Paul and them niggas can't ride on our bus, shit, I got to go either get enough clout in a team where I can or chunk that shit up, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But you didn't hear about scuttlebutt and shit like that, you know, maybe in Cleveland a little bit, but that was more of Kyrie than him, you know, but I think you make some valid points, bro. A lot of valid points you just made. So let me ask you this to those points. Which team got more to prove coming into next season, Brooklyn or Golden State? You have one team, the Warriors, who a lot of people feel like they wouldn't have won in 2015 had Kyrie and Love played. Regardless of if you do or not, we know that is a narrative that's been out there for years. They blew a 3-1 lead. Then they added Durant. Curry still don't have a Finals MVP. Then you got Brooklyn. You basically ran down all the shit with KD. You know, we could go on forever about how they feel they didn't get enough credit on either. Ain't that crazy? Kyrie don't feel like he got enough credit on Cleveland. And KD don't feel like he got enough credit on the Warriors.
Dog, birds.
So now they're in New
bro.
York together. And DJ, this is a fact. This was an old story. DJ felt like he didn't get enough credit on the Clippers. That's why he was even thinking about going to Dallas. This is a fact. This is a fact. If y'all remember what he actually said, his reason for even wanting to go to Dallas was because we all laughed about it in the group. He wanted them to run plays for him. He wanted to get posted up. DeAndre Jordan, he wanted to get posted up like Shaq or Hakeem. Like, come on, bro. Man,
hey, he do got the highest field goal percentage in NBA history. But, dog, to answer your question, dog, it's an easy one for me, Brooklyn. And the reason I say that is because with Golden State, a lot of us would call 2016 a choke. And on top of 2016, if you don't call it a choke, we go on to 2019. We all thought the Warriors could have won if they would have just had Klay. So if one finals we saying they would have won if they would have just had the other guy and the other one saying we choked, that means that we believe that they can win titles. We believe it. Because otherwise, you wouldn't say they choked or you wouldn't say they would have won with Klay. You'd just be like, they lost. I didn't think they would win. We thought they was going to win. Brooklyn, this is your two stars. They done had a problem everywhere they done been. It's always something. It's always this. Y'all chose. You chose this. This is what you wanted. You where you at. It wasn't a trade. It wasn't a motherfucking nobody forced you or nothing like that. You where you want. You got who you wanted, too. We don't even got to get no free agents. You talked to your homie, and y'all decided this, right? Y'all came together. Okay. Now what? I think it's on them. Like, Golden State, to me, if they never won another title, which I do think they're going to compete for some. When I say compete, I'm not predicting them for finals. But I'm saying in the mix of teams next year, when we talking about who is on the run, who all the top teams, I think Golden State will be in that mix. For Brooklyn, it's like, dog, y'all don't got no room for error. If y'all don't motherfucking win, then all this shit y'all wanted credit for, shit, now you got each other. You didn't. The Warriors got too much credit, and LeBron and the Cavs got too much credit. Okay. Shit, the East is weak. It ain't weak as it was. I'm not trying to make that claim. It's definitely stronger than it was in recent years. But bro, you Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, like who, you know, defensively, dog.
Well,
they should be
a
problem.
Have to do is get a coach.
You know what I'm saying, like.
They got to get a coach. I think Ty right. Lue is the perfect coach for them. Ty Lue is used to dealing with drama. He's used to dealing with Kyrie, and LeBron ain't no picnic either. So I think that's a job ready made for him. He's a championship coach. I keep hearing they want to trade for Bradley Beal. I don't know if that is going to happen because I think if Beal goes on the market, it's teams that have better offers than Brooklyn. So they may have to run with what they got, which I think would be, oh, and back to what I said about Rudy Gobert, I'm also hearing about a DeAndre Jordan-Rudy Gobert trade as well because they're saying Gobert and Mitchell relationship is fractured and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I mean, Gobert is better than Jordan at this point in his career, but still, you know, man, it's a meh for me. I mean, you basically, it's still the same team, basically. It is an upgrade, but he's not that much better than DeAndre Jordan as far as the things he's going to do for the team. So, you know, I think they can compete for a championship. Do I think they can win it? Nah, I don't know. You know what I mean? I mean, the Clippers still going to be around. The Lakers still going to be around. And I feel like the new generation is here. Like a lot of the teams we talking about, Houston, a lot of these teams, the contenders now, they really are becoming the old niggas. Like, yo, bro, these young legs about to start running here in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Ja Morant.
Yeah, man. You right.
Hey, they're not about to contain that boy much longer. You know what I'm saying? Luka? Tatum? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Ja Morant is a beast, too. I love watching that kid play, bro. I'm fucking that shit is fucking incredible, yeah, man. And this, it's like he's a rookie. Man, bro. Can you imagine, like,
Trae Young, if they ever get that boy some help, he got, I mean, yo, and Zion is here. B.I., we just saw how nice B.I. got. He only getting better. Lonzo getting better. These are about to, come on now.
Lonzo
hey,
is these are
the teams
he's
on the rise.
Better.
These are teams on the rise.
Yeah, they finna start running. Westbrook is in his 30s. Harden is in his 30s. Curry is in his 30s. KD is in his 30s. LeBron is down to 40.
Yeah.
It's finna switch over. We, I mean, with shit, in the next 5 years,
right?
All the Boston, top players the are going to be different.
Bro. Man, they can't never go down, bro. They never die. Y'all motherfuckers talk about the Lakers. Y'all, man, y'all only had 6 years of downtown. Y'all, them niggas never go away. They never go, bro. I think that leprechaun shit is real, bro.
Yep. Well, I mean, see, bro, look, 2008. Make, I mean, they might have playoffs,
bro. And see, but that's what makes me mad, bro. People dismiss just making the playoffs like it ain't shit. I just sat through 6 years of not making the playoffs. I'm here to tell you, it means something. It means something. It means a lot. It means a whole lot. God damn it, I would have paid for the Lakers to make the playoffs one some of them years, bro. Are you kidding me? Boston never goes away, bro. They find a way to draft somebody. Say what you want about them motherfuckers. Paul Pierce, they drafted him. They didn't trade for that nigga.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna get on Cuz head too, cause boy, back when Paul Pierce was at Kansas, boy, that nigga Jarrell, boy, he used to watch them.
He was weak. I can't say how. He was even weaker in college.
Man, I'm not gonna put him out there and say he was all about Paul Pierce, but because the reason I can remember is because I never watched a lot of college. I watched the games that you expect, like you know the where the world is watching, right. Duke, UNC,
Kentucky type shit,
or you know Final Four. You know the shit everybody gonna watch. I watch, but just a regular motherfucking night and college is on, and this motherfucking Xavier versus. Whatever the fuck, I ain't watching that shit. I don't watch it. But Jarrell was watching that shit. So it was like, I remember that Kansas team. He was all about that shit. I'm like, damn, told you. And Paul Pierce comes out. I can't tell you what year, but it's one of the early years of the early games of the year. They played the Bulls. And you know, I'm a Chicago Bull fan, so the Boston Celtics, they had them young gunners out there, and they whooped the Bulls, and it was kind of like, what? Jordan and Pippen, they got worked by these young boys? Maybe the NBA right. Switching over? You know, the Bulls went on to have a great season, but the Celtics had whooped on us, boy. It was like, I was sitting there in disbelief. Like, nigga, I remember one game again. I ain't finna go into that shit. But I remember one game against y'all, man, the Kobe and Shaq Lakers. Versus the Bulls. I'm sitting in my grandma's kitchen. She had a little bitty TV next to the refrigerator. And I'm in there heartbroken because the Lakers is whooping the Bulls' ass. And I'm just like, you know, I'm looking at Kobe at the time like, he ain't Michael Jordan. He think he Michael Jordan. He want to be Mike. He ain't never be Mike. And like, the Bulls caught up. Like, they made it close. And then the Lakers pulled away again and got the whooping their ass. So the game ended, and I'm in there just sad. My uncle come in like, damn, they can't win all the time, man. And I, that shit did not get me over it, bro. I was in that motherfucker hot. Like, wait till we see them again. Wait till we see them again, because they – I don't know shit about the schedule, nothing. I just know that WGN
now, see, now you talking some
and shit
now,
that little
WGN
BG
used to show all
like, bro.
I wish we still had that channel here. They switched it over to the Pacers and the Grizzlies. But we used to, the Bulls used to be the St. Louis local team. No cap. People don't even know that. You just told some shit right there.
Yep, that was the team. And it wasn't, we didn't have all this other shit. Me. You had to wait till the weekend for that NBC shit, so you wasn't right. Watching no basketball. Motherfucker, I was watching basketball every night. Not in the 90s, you wasn't. No, you was not. What the fuck you was watching that? Tell me, because I didn't see them games.
Right.
You can't watch all the games now.
Right. Hey, but to your point about wait till we see them again, people always talk about 2009 should have been LeBron against Kobe. But people forget 1998, Jordan and Pippen last championship, they really should have went against Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was their coach, man. Coach couldn't figure this shit out. It was like, you know, he just had them on some other shit. I don't know. I think some niggas just be scared. Or I can't explain what it is. Oh, you know what? Let me just – I ain't going to take no credit away from nobody. Maybe it's just – I'll just give it to Phil Jackson.
Uh-oh.
Everybody can't beat Phil Jackson.
Uh-oh. Yeah, but I mean –
it just seemed like with that on your team, bro, you should be, you know what I'm saying?
But still,
don't get me wrong, Kobe was young.
He was like James
Harden.
So
I'm not putting
it on
it wasn't
like
on
he
Kobe.
Was, like, in, for the listeners, in 98, it wasn't like Kobe was no bum. The fans voted him a starter for a reason. He was nice. You know what I'm saying? He was playing the James Harden, Manu Ginobili role, you know what I mean, coming off the bench. That's all.
Right. And it wasn't the thing of like,
man, we
I
got,
mistaken,
bro, listen,
the Lakers got swept.
I'll never forget
they?
That series, bro. We got annihilated. Never forget it. Yeah, we got swept.
That's what's unforgivable. It's like, it ain't unforgivable. You can lose. But like, dog, you had Shaq and Kobe. I wouldn't even want that on my resume, bro. Like, who you got swept with? I had Shaq and Kobe,
and I ain't going for it.
You clearly got out.
Nick Van Exel, he didn't play his normal. I just remember being because I was a Nick Van Exel fan and an Eddie Jones. I liked that whole team. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that was really something about me. People may not know, bro. I was always a Shaq fan. When he was in Orlando, I fucked with Shaq. So when he came to the Lakers, it was like, oh, nigga, it's on. And I always fucked with Nick Van Exel anyway. And Eddie Jones. I didn't even know who Kobe was, bro. I didn't even know that nigga. He was just another nigga on the team to me. But them three niggas, them was my guys. So.
And you know what, dog? I'm sorry. I'm not even going to get into this guy. God bless the dead, man. But,
oh, yeah,
Kobe
he wasn't good.
Was
but
series.
See, he wasn't the starter, so I wasn't on him as hard. Bruh.
Yeah.
Right, so it was
right.
Like,
and he was 19. He was a 19 year old. Like, he should have been on somebody, bruh.
That's what I'm like. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
It is Jones,
Shaq,
too.
Even though he had some fucking. I've seen Shaq fold a few times. But that wasn't one of the times, bro. He didn't get no help.
Yeah, he didn't get no help. Just looking at the numbers, obviously numbers don't tell the whole story because you have to see the flow of the game or whatnot. But it's like you said, four games to none, and two of those games, you like game one, Utah 112, Lakers 77.
I remember we got booed. I
can't do one of
them. I didn't know what game it was, but I remember one of the games we got destroyed.
And that was the only game where Shaq kind of was like, you know, he ain't really do too much. Sick. Kobe put up 16 that game, so it was like the garbage one game points. Kobe really got off, even though he was, I mean, the percentages are awful.
Garbage Yeah, coach giving you minutes.
Right.
Shit, yep. We getting mopped. Yep. Let's see if you can find your rhythm out there. That's all that is.
Shaq, dog, that's really his, like, goddamn big fella. 19 points on 38% shooting.
Hold on, what game was that?
Were you playing on the court? Come on, bro.
Oh.
That was game one. That's the one. That's really set the tone. That's when you got the
Yeah, I knew it was only one really game we got you out in. It was close, but was niggas hurt. Just wasn't coming with it, bro. Like, yeah. I might watch that game today.
Like
I don't like I don't like going back watching the games the Lakers lose.
Yeah.
I might sometimes, but I usually watch them once we win.
Okay, bro. We getting toward the end here. I gotta get. We gotta get to the.
Get into it. I wanted to wait to the end anyway because it's a teaser.
The purpose of this.
Because we're gonna start it. I said Monday, but I want to get your input. What day you think we should start? First of all, let me ask you this: did you see the list? Okay. Okay.
So yeah. I saw.
We'll make the announcement now. We're gonna do a top 25. All-time NBA player list post NBA ABA merger. So I know a lot of you niggas don't even be showing the respect to the old niggas anyway. But to keep it fair, because steals and blocks wasn't recorded back then, no defensive player of the year, all this shit. We're gonna keep it to post merger. So that's gonna start in the 1976-77 NBA season. So nothing before that. Only things that season through last year, since this year wasn't able to be completed. So anybody that was an all-star this year is not really being factored in. It's through last year. And this is a resume. This is for your overall resume. So it may be a little weird, but we're going to start that here soon.
Okay, I'm with it for Monday. I mean, dog, we don't got no motherfucking sports. It's like anything right now.
Yeah. It's well, like, you know I was only saying that because we're still going to do the Last Dance recaps. We're still going to keep that going for the fans. But this is just something and let me tell you what made me think about it. Everything is opinion-based anyway. But if we could come up with a criteria that's really not opinion-based, it's based on your, like we said, your resume. Like, if you handed that motherfucker in at a job, this is my resume. What would it say? So, that is what this is based off. It's something that really can't be debated, but you can debate, like, okay, but I really don't care about that shit. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. Now, I'm going to say this about the list, looking over it and when I made it. I still feel like it would have been smarter to make some things worth more points than some other things. I think that may have told a better story. But I can say this, I'm not mad at how it turned out because it makes you think, which is all I ever try to do is make you think. All we ever try to do. Because it's definitely going, I mean, when you looked at it, what was your initial thoughts? Because when I was making it, and I was thinking to myself, like, if everything's just going to be worth 1 point, this is good. I already knew it was going to come out kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? But it is a different way to look at it, though.
I mean, you like let me see how I can put this. Like, it's still gonna, it might change the order in some ways, but as far as like Club GOAT, I think you got all the same members allowed in the VIP section. They just might have to sit in a different chair than what people pick. But for the most part, it's gonna be a lot of the names that, you know, accomplishments is accomplishments. Like, all the people with a list of accomplishments that you be giving these points for, they already be having a seat at the table. So, you know, I think it just changed. It put the chairs in a different spot for some. And for some, it did.
Now, I'm going to say this.
For some, they fell right where they fell.
What I know, fuck the niggas at the top. Even though I think that's going to still shock some people. The lower level niggas is where it's the most interesting to me. Because that's a lot of stuff you don't really think about, bro. But, like, I'm going to just throw a name out there that made the list. And I'm going to say this. I'll put this disclaimer out there. It's a top 25, but it's more than 25 names because some names tied up. They had tied points. Oh, and let's put this out there before we even continue. It's 10 categories that you get a point for, okay? Let me tell everybody how we did it. It's 10 categories. You get a point for each category. The reason you just get one point is because when I threw the idea out there that maybe some things are worth more points, they said, well, that's going to be in favor of certain players. So everything worth one point. Fuck it. The 10 categories are championships, MVPs, Finals MVPs, Defensive Player of the Year, All-Star MVP, All-NBA, All-Defense, Rookie of the Year, and leading the league in any of the five major statistical categories at any point in your career. You led the league in something. Those are the 10 categories. For each time you did any one of those things, you get one point. So, like, for instance, 6 rings equals 6 points. Person with the highest points obviously win and blah, blah, blah. So, that's how we do it. So, with that being said, a name that made this list that's going to shock, well, it may not shock everybody, but where he's placed on the list is shocked the shit out of me. Dikembe Mutombo. I mean, bro, listen. Look at that list, bro. That list is kind of fucking crazy. When you look at some of the names that's over some of the other names, based off this thing we just made up, pretty much, it's kind of crazy. But when I sat and thought about it, though, as I looked at it when I was done, I said, you know what, though? I'm not mad at it. Because like you said, like we was talking about on one of the podcasts, right? We was talking about Dennis Rodman. We can't put him in a certain category based off the fact that he had a job to do. How well did he do that job, right? So if I look at Mutombo, when I start looking at his list of accolades of what he did, we know Mutombo wasn't a scorer. You know what I'm saying? Kind of. I mean, look, we're gonna see where Scottie Pippen end up. I ain't gonna say shit about it. But when I only brought that up because I know that's what people say about Pippen. But we know Mutombo wasn't the scorer. But when you look at all the shit he accomplished in his career, coming from where he came from, this nigga came from Africa. He ain't watch basketball. Somebody seen this big ass nigga was like, "Shit, nigga, you should hoop." You know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at where he come from and, like, what he did in the league, that shit is amazing. That's an amazing story, bro. And he get credit on our list. He get credit. The name that niggas normally wouldn't be on list, he is on our list. You see what I'm saying? Like, based off how we did it.
Right, and it's like you said, it puts him between, up underneath a tie of AI and Dirk, and right above exactly. Charles Barkley. That's like, because you know, most people would agree who's the better NBA player, Charles Barkley or Mutombo. Obviously, people gonna say Charles Barkley, but I'm saying I would too. But I'm just saying, for what you were saying, where people just they do their job. Sometimes we overlook those guys because it's not the sexy part of basketball. It's not the, you know, it ain't what make the ratings go through the roof, but it can be what influences a game. And I've said this many times before. Anybody go back and call me on it. Them 0-1 Sixers we was talking about, they made that trade. Theo Ratliff was the main piece.
Right.
But they got Mutombo because of that All-Star game. The East was good.
What you just said, that when I was told you I was watching that game.
They said what?
When in game five, when the game was basically done and the Lakers was about to win, they called, you know, they let the players walk to the bench. No, Mutombo fouled out, and he got a standing ovation from the Philly crowd. And the commentators was telling the story about how he got traded to Philly. They were saying, like, the trade initially got declined. But then after the All-Star game, like, Larry Brown had to have Mutombo. Like, he just had to have him. And then they was like, shit, you know, when he got here, he played hard. You know, he was the defensive player of the year, for God's sake. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I mean, and don't get me wrong, because
exactly.
Theo Ratliff was a beast on defense.
Exactly.
But it's like, I want to upgrade. I want to go. And you know what? I'm going to look this up in a second here, but I want to say Theo Ratliff may have led the league in blocks.
It was either him or Mutombo. It was probably one of the two.
But it just goes to show you how sometimes we pull the stats up and be like, look, he doing better than him. It's like, nigga, if you watch the 2001 year, as great as Theo Ratliff was on defense, exactly. You probably wouldn't have picked him over.
Exactly. You just gave the people a few of the numbers. I'm going to tell you another one that shocked me since you gave one out. No, you get. I mean, but they don't know.
What we're,
you
know, I they don't know yet.
We ain't got to the juicy shit. You know, the juicy shit is that top 10. That's what they care about.
Yeah, and Ratliff didn't.
It was probably Mutombo shit.
I just looked it up. He did not.
Oh wow! Oh yeah, people sleep on how nice Jermaine was though.
Jermaine O'Neal and Sean Bradley. Kyle. Yeah, he was nice. He was nice. And Shaq, look, Mutombo had 203 blocks that year. Shaq had 204.
Oh, in 01? Wow. What about rebounds? I know Mutombo led the league in rebounds.
In 01, bro. Let me see. Hold on, let me. Yo, I'm fucking with that basketball reference.
Why are you looking for that? I'm going to say this to the listeners. Another shot. Where Kevin Garnett landed. That's a shocker. I'm not going to say where he landed, but oh my God.
Yeah. That, I ain't going to say it either. You say, okay.
It's a lot of shocks.
Yeah, that was another one. It's a bunch of, like you said, bro. Yeah, it's a bunch. It's a bunch to where, like, now, obviously, you know, you're going to get people that argue and going to say, these shouldn't be worth the same amount of points. And I get that. And it's like, for all of y'all, I may actually, you know,
right,
feel you on that a little bit. But this is just how this one was done. We ain't got no sports. So
right.
It ain't going
like
to be the last time we do shit like this.
My initial thought was maybe this thing should be worth. Because I asked the group, should being all NBA first team be worth more than being second or third team? And a lot of people agree, yes. But again, once I gave an idea of, okay, well, what do y'all think about this? People's like, oh man, that's you already rigging it for somebody. So I'm like, well, if you're doing that, then somebody else is going to do that. Say, oh, you rigged it for so and so. So we ain't gonna rig it. It's 1 point for everything. Anything you did. Right. It land where it lands.
Anything you did, you get tallied up and said, I actually think it's, you know. Yeah, you land where you land. I mean, and these are all marks on your career. The exactly. NBA only give you one trophy, one plaque, one whatever the fuck, so shit.
Yep.
It's your trophy case. These are all the things that's in there.
Yeah,
this is on
the
your
10
resume.
Things I
everything
I,
on your
I
resume we
have
included.
On there. Do you think those are 10 fair things?
Yeah, I was actually trying to see if I could think of something else I wanted on there, and I didn't think of nothing that was, like, too significant. Like, you know, obviously, if you want to nitpick, you can add a few more things, but it's like,
why would you
add, like, 3 points?
I think those things really say who you are as a player. Yeah.
Yeah, it's enough. I mean, even if you added in those other things, I don't think it would change the list. Obviously, a few players here, a few players there may change slots, but I don't think it changes anything. They're exactly. Like, oh my God, he went up 22 spaces. It ain't going to be nothing like that. So, yeah, you know, maybe a break a tie. But, yeah, I think
let me ask you.
So, yeah, I think we'll say Monday.
We got to do the Last Dance recap after the show tomorrow. Then I say shit. We can have 2 episodes. We can give them the Last Dance recap on Monday, like we've been normally doing, and we can give them this shit Tuesday, Wednesday. We can hold it for a minute. Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, we could do that. We could definitely do that, dog. I gotta figure out this free agency episode, the draft has passed.
It's about that time.
Yeah. I mean, you can still do free agent moves, so it ain't like free agency over with, you know what I mean? But yeah, I do want to go ahead and just get it over with because, you know, like people don't really believe me, you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm trying to level with y'all and, you know, keep it all the way open and honest. I was the dude, you know, that'll get on you about the type of fan that you are. How long you been down with them? You know, I'm a LeBron fan, but I've never said we talking about a LeBron team ever. But I see how some of his fans move. Wherever he go, they say we. And, you know, I've seen how, you know, guys have different teams. I jumped on Damon about, oh, you was a Patriot, now you a Lion.
That nigga that
so for me to team. Even Don, he done had a lot of teams. This nigga, boy, anybody lose? That's what was wild about the NBA playoffs, too,
oh
bro.
My God.
This nigga, boy.
Complete trash.
He have all type of teams.
Junior.
It's hard to keep up.
He at the game. Some of the listeners may not know our boy, he home now. This nigga got complete trash junior and complete trash Westbrook and Harden. But he not on the game thread. He at the game. He in Houston in the arena.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing though.
With the hat and the shirt on and everything.
He had me hollering, bro. He disrespected him on
crazy.
His live. He like, yeah, I'm at the Dome today. Shit, about to go watch a complete trash junior fuck up. He know him niggas been a fuck up. He still going.
Duh. Them and those two. You know what? We're going to have to wrap this up. But those two. It just make me, what's it called?
Not
you wrench your eyes or you squint. Like, those two in the playoffs, like, I straight squint at some of the shit that they, it just be like, what? I'll give Westbrook this. Even though he'll be terrible, there was never a moment where I said, he ain't even trying. He ain't going hard. Like, there is no 11 LeBron and Westbrook. There is no last 3 years Harden and Westbrook.
Yeah.
There is no. Now he gonna miss. He gonna fuck up and make some fucked up plays, but it ain't gonna never be no
that.
Moment where you
I,
felt
I would say
like
this
he
about
wasn't
Houston.
Trying.
We can wrap it up with this.
Harden.
That's one duo we really didn't talk about all these duos. I think Houston, again, bro, I think Houston has the right idea because you have to maximize Westbrook and Harden's skill sets together because they really kind of don't mix. So you got to kind of have a funky rotation. And they got the right idea, open the floor completely up for Westbrook. But you're going to need the personnel to do that. And I said it on a podcast in the past, I'm going to say it again. I think Houston needs to trade for Kevin Love. He needs to be their center. I think that would be the perfect situation for him, Love, and Houston, so they're not just playing nothing but guards like morons. I mean, Kevin Love is not a traditional center, but he played center in 2018 with the Cavs. Remember, LeBron said, shit, you going to play center. He told him what he was going to do. And so he's done it before, and it's perfect for the D'Antoni system. They don't need to fire D'Antoni because they've already built the roster as a D'Antoni roster. So if you don't have him as the coach, you just even set yourself back even more. So that's stupid. You might as well just keep him.
Well, they don't need to fire
D'Antoni. Yeah, right. They need to not. Pardon me. They need to bring him back. That's what they need to do. Bring the nigga back. Yeah, man. Just no, I think you're right. No, bro, listen.
Yeah, because he's out of that.
I'm saying is going to happen. I'm saying that's what they should do. But
No, I get what you're saying. I was just saying that as far as the part about firing him, it's like...
Yeah, no, it's over.
He lame duck status right now. Like, they already committed to... Like, Houston is crazy, bro. Like, they are legit crazy. Like, you building the team the way this man like it, and right, you're not going to commit to bringing him back.
And then you just... So you making the next signals. Coach you bring in lame duck. Why would you... You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't going to know what to do with a team full of fucking guards. You know what I'm saying? That's not D'Antoni the only coach to do that shit. So, I don't know. But we'll leave it there.
All right, man. Another great episode, brother. Anything else you want to say? Shout out to everybody, man.
Everybody stay healthy, man. That's all I got. We coming right back. Last Dance recap next show. Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's a good one. Look, they ain't gonna hear this one first, nigga. You talking about next show.
I forgot.
Yeah. Right. What did y'all think of our Last Dance episode, by the way? What did y'all just think that we ain't recorded?
All right, man.